What's shaking, my friends? Welcome to my podcast. I am the Trembling EMT, and this is my Parkinson's journey. All right, folks, welcome back. Not sure if I'm going to post this episode, but or this recording, but figured I'd give it a try because work sucked today. I think this is the first time I've cried at work out of frustration and just hopelessness. So to tell you a little backstory, I've been having issues at work with concentration and getting my standard work done. I think I've mentioned this before, but I've been trying to write myself checklists, keep myself focused, like do little tricks or little things to keep me in line, put post-it notes. I've tried almost everything. Last Saturday, I fell behind again at work and brought my laptop home to finish the work and just get an email out or an end of shift report together properly to pass off report for Sunday morning. Wrote it, reread it, falling asleep doing it, was probably part of the problem. Was off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Walked in today, looked at the end of shift from Sunday. It wasn't there. It was just gone. I don't know if it didn't save. Obviously it didn't save. But, yeah, I was angry, and I literally cried for a good 20 minutes, just cried. And then every time I found out about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and from then on, every time I thought about it, the tears came rolling out of my eyes. It was crazy. I don't even know what to do anymore as far as work, because I'm really, really trying and I can't seem to get my shit together. Sorry the language, but it's frustrating just to not be able to do something that you like doing and not being able to do it well when you were able to do it before. And just I don't know if it's the concentration or focus. I really don't know what it is, but it's kicking my ass. I just needed to say that out loud. What else did I want to talk about? I haven't talked about the Adirondacks yet. As you know, me doing more with Parkinson's, I went backpacking, or not backpacking, hiking in the Adirondacks. There's 46 peaks, or high peaks, or whatever you want to call them. And I climbed two mountains. It was breathtaking, satisfying. I didn't cry there like I did on the zip line, but it was one of those moments where words eluded you and things that seemed like mountains didn't seem that big anymore. Because for those who've climbed mountains, when you're sitting on top of a mountain and looking over the valley, over the scenery, everything looks small. Trees that are hundreds of feet tall look like a blade of grass. And it's just soul opening. I don't even know if that's a term, but like, it's just beautiful and breathtaking. But I did it. Trembling and staggering all the way up there. One thing that I did that did help me was one of the, I went once again, the trip was with my son and the venture crew. Last year was a Boy Scout crew. This year, or in between my Virginia trip, my West Virginia trip and this trip, we started a venture crew because we met a crew out of Louisiana. Mark and Lisa were just awesome people to hang out with. And to be honest, we were kind of jealous of all the fun they were having with their venture crew. So we started our own. And this was our inaugural trip out. And it was pretty awesome. And we have big shoes to fill. We're going to top our first one. But planning committee is pretty good. So we'll see what the future holds. But what I was going to say was, one of the crew members, one of the youth, was singing. And as I, he had been singing for a while, and all of a sudden I noticed that every time he sung and I paid attention to the beat or try to listen to what he was saying, I'd get a pep in my step. I wouldn't hesitate as much. I had a good, nice, steady stride and consistent hopping from rock to rock or just maneuvering around the side of the mountain. So I made him sing. I made him teach me the song, and then we sung for a good mile and a half, about 500 feet descent, and it was pretty nice. Ironically, this kid is a genius, but I don't know if he did it on purpose or just his timing is impeccable, but the song was The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Actually, let me see if I can bring it up here, because it was... Also, for those audio people that are listening, you gotta let me know how this mic is. I got a new mic, and I'm testing it out. My headphones sounds good, but I don't have the best headphones. So, we'll see. So the song is The Climb by Miley Cyrus, and the verse that he kept singing was, "There's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm going to have to lose. Ain't about how fast you get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb." It's a pretty good song. And could be applied to a lot of things. What else? Oh, so I'll probably insert one into this episode, but I guess you call it clout or get my name out. So I'm going to start plugging in where advertisement would normally go in an episode. I'm going to plug in stuff that I like. Hopefully you guys will check it out and get my name, but or tell them you heard them on my podcast. And hopefully I get some sponsors. So let me know what you think. And also I got to practice inserting sponsors into my episode, so it's a win-win situation. So, but I think I've talked enough for tonight. As always, thank you for listening. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been my podcast, My Parkinson's Journey. And as always, I am your host, the Trembling EMT. Stay strong, keep moving forward.